Hey, welcome to episode 366 of the Fantastic Forecast. I'm Dave Elliott, and I've always wanted my own evil twin. Today, Fantastic Four, 366 from July 1992. The Enemy Within, by Tom DeFalco and Paul Ryan. Before I start, I just want to let you know that you can all download other episodes of this podcast at iTunes or find them all at www.podcastff.podbean.com. And if you have any questions about the Fantastic Four, about this podcast, or if you need relationship advice, you can email me at podcastff@gmail.com. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, look me up at cockfightfan. Never mind, I don't think I want to give out my Twitter. So this issue is an Infinity War crossover. Infinity War was a six-issue series where the evil persona of Adam Warlock, an old FF character, came back to life and tried to conquer the universe and get revenge on his old foes, Adam Warlock and Thanos. And he creates evil doppelgangers of Earth's heroes to stir up shit. And this is where we come in on Fantastic Four 366. We start with Magus, terrible name, kind of a purple version of Adam Warlock with red eyes and white hair, which he keeps up in a bun on his head like my grandmother. He knocks a bunch of chess pieces aside. I see he's subscribed to the Franklin Mint Marvel Universe Chess Set Club. Each piece is finely sculptured in pewter, set on a brass base, and includes a biography of the corresponding characters, all for a low, low price of $19.99 a month. So we see that he was playing chess with his rival, Thanos, but Magus points out that he doesn't need no stinking chess pieces. He's got his own minions to do his bidding. And we see on these television monitors around the room that back on Earth, various characters such as Iron Man, Spider-Man, and Wolverine are busy fighting their evil doppelgangers. Thanos tells Magus to not underestimate the humans. In the past, they've been very tenacious. Magus adds that he's taken steps to eliminate Earth's greatest protectors. I assume he's not talking about the Knights of Pendragon, since he looks at a TV screen with a picture of the Fantastic Four building. Fantastic Freedom Tower, or whatever it's called. So back at FF headquarters, Reed is in his lab making modifications to this huge machine called the Encephalizer. When Johnny comes in and says he wants to talk, he's got some really serious problems with the way Reed's been running the team. And yet he does have a legitimate beef with Reed, something I mentioned last issue, which is that Franklin would have not been kidnapped and injured by Oculus had Reed not been running those crazy experiments on the unknown universe right there in their headquarters, in their home where they all live. Reed doesn't seem to be listening, so Johnny gets his attention by throwing some flames his way. Reed calls him a hot-headed fool and says he could have melted some delicate components. Johnny says he doesn't care. Reed is constantly putting everyone's lives in danger with his crazy experiments. And Johnny continues to become even more agitated, shooting more flames at Reed, who grabs a fire extinguisher and shoots it at Johnny. But Johnny fires back, he melts the nozzle of the fire extinguisher. Ben enters the room and wonders what the hell's going on. Johnny and Reed are having a mindless brawl? And he's not included? He's offended. Ben smacks his big hands together. He creates a gust of air that knocks Reed and Johnny back. They calm down a little, and Johnny says he's leaving. Ben asks Reed if he wants to talk about it, but Reed says no, he's leaving too, to go check on his injured son. In Franklin's room, the kid's asleep, and Sue's watching over him. She tells Reed that they've been irresponsible parents, oh, that's for damn sure, and that Franklin deserves better, that's for damn sure. He'd probably be safer in another comic book, like maybe, NFL Super Pro. They conclude that they need to make some changes, and they both leave the room. And there in the dark, Franklin's eyes start to glow. Meanwhile, in Central Park, Alicia is strolling hand-in-hand with her evil stepfather, the one who was nasty and abusive. And I think he molested her, too. I'm not sure why they're holding hands. She doesn't even like the guy. Have Tom DeFalco and Paul Ryan never read the previous FF issues before? Oh, yeah, they haven't. I think that's pretty obvious sometimes. She thanks him for alerting the FF to the fact that something was wrong with her, even though Reed kind of figured that out with his brainwave scanner and didn't really need Puppet Master to tell him anything. He asks her how she's doing, adjusting to life back on Earth. She mentions that her favorite deli has closed, and Ben has another girlfriend. Those are her priorities, her deli, and then her ex-boyfriend. Puppet Master tells her not to worry. Everything will work out for the best. And he thinks to himself, oh, the Puppet Master will make it work. Back in space, Magus is telling Thanos about the next part of his plan. He hits a button and, well, things are about to get shitty for the Fantastic Four. And for us readers! In Reed's lab, he's thinking that Franklin may be in trouble if his powers come back. And behind Reed, something starts to teleport in. It's the evil Reed Richards doppelganger with pointy ears, red eyes, and sharp, jagged teeth. He attacks Reed, wrapping his arms around him. Reed stretches away and attacks back by punching evil Reed in the face. During the battle, evil Reed mocks good Reed for sometimes placing more value on scientific research than on his family, and good Reed is freaked out by this creep who can seemingly read his mind. Evil Reed grabs a gun off the wall. I guess Reed doesn't believe in locking up his weapons, even though he has a young boy running around the place. He really is an irresponsible parent. Evil Reed shoots at good Reed and hits him with these metal projectiles. Reed stretches his body out and he bounces the metal projectiles right back at evil Reed, who takes one right in the noggin, knocking him to the floor. Evil Reed stretches out his neck and he headbutts good Reed, knocking him across the room. So then Reed gets backed up against a wall, and evil Reed does something really, really gross. He stretches out his hand and he shoves it in Reed's mouth. Ugh, that is really gross. I've been posting my favorite FF pics on my blog at www.podcastff.blogspot.com, and I'm going to include these panels of evil Reed sticking his hand in Reed's mouth. Ick. I guess we can look on the bright side. At least it's Reed's mouth he fisted, and not something else. So anyway, to get out of this, Reed turns his body into the shape of a top. You know, a top like the toy. And he spins around, whipping evil Reed around. Meanwhile, at Empire State University, Johnny's walking to class, wearing normal clothes but wearing an FF jacket. He wants to make sure that all the chicks know who he is. He's thinking about what a dick he was to Reed earlier, but ever since he lost his wife, he's been a little touchy, and he thinks maybe he's outgrown the Fantastic Four. He can't leave the Fantastic Four. He's the one character in the book that if he left, they would have to cancel it. So a group of jocks see Johnny, and they think that he doesn't look so impressive in person. We know they're jocks because they're wearing t-shirts with logos on them like Gold's Gym and Spalding. Do they pay for the free advertising, I wonder? One jock says to Johnny, "Hey, Torch, my friends and I want to see your stuff." But Johnny just ignores him. But really, can you blame him? "I want to see your stuff?" Sounds like a gay pickup line. Something that gets used a lot on Grindr nowadays. "Let me see your stuff." The jock gets pissy with Johnny about being ignored and pushes him in the back, saying, "Be a little sociable. Show us some flame." Still, kind of a pickup line. So now, Johnny's down on his knees in front of the jock, and I can only imagine what he thinks the jock wants to do. He tells him he picked on the wrong guy at the wrong time. So he flames on his head, and he shoots flames close to the jock's face. But before he can do any damage, an attractive young woman with brown hair comes along and tells Johnny to knock it off. He could scar that guy for life. And she adds, "You should be ashamed of yourself." And she walks away, leaving Johnny looking at her, thinking, wow. Back at FF headquarters, Reed is still battling with his evil doppelganger. They're bouncing around and stretching and threatening each other. Reed forms a big blanket with his body, and he's going to wrap up the evil Reed and squeeze him into unconsciousness. Meanwhile, at a gym across town, Ben Grimm arrives to pick up his special order. A couple of strong men come out, and no, they're not Ben's special order. They're carrying a huge box with Ben's order in it. He opens it up, and it's a hydraulic press, which Ben can use to exercise with and work on his pecs. Suddenly, a woman Ben recognizes enters the gym, and he accidentally smashes his new equipment, because it's Sharon Ventura. Strange how in such a big city like New York, she's able to casually run into people like Alicia and Ben. She says, "Is something wrong? Aren't you pleased to see your girlfriend?" If he's like everyone else, the answer is no. But before he can reply, it's back to Reed's lab and that never-ending fight with that Mr. Fantastic doppelganger. Reed has his body wrapped around evil Reed, but evil Reed grabs another weapon off the wall, the microwave pulsator. I'm guessing this device is not used to heat up popcorn. Good Reed grabs the wrist of Evil Reed, who stretches to aim the weapon at Good Reed, and he fires, hitting Reed and knocking him out. Evil Reed turns into some creepy pink octopus creature and wraps himself around Reed. Just then, an alarm goes off and Sue recognizes it as the Encephalizer, the device that scans brainwaves. So she runs off to check on Franklin, but on the way she passes Reed's lab and notices that something is going on inside. And she finds Reed looking healthy and normal. Obviously, is the Evil Reed now posing as the Good Reed. He tells Sue everything is fine, there's just a malfunction with the Encephalizer, and he's making some repairs. She says that she's getting a little jittery now after their encounter with Oculus, and Reed goes on to hug her, telling her there's nothing to fear, she can trust him. And as he hugs her, we can see that his eyes are glowing red, and his eyebrows are kind of growing wild. That's always a sure sign of a bad guy. Wild, crazy eyebrows. That's why Martin Scorsese movies are always pro-criminal. He's evil. He's an evil man. Look at those crazy eyebrows. So meanwhile, out in space, another subplot, this time with the return of Devos the Devastator, the character everyone demanded not to see again. His big spaceship is caught a smaller ship in its tractor beam. It's a Skrull ship, and boy, Devos the Devastator does not like Skrulls. He doesn't seem to like anybody, really. He goes down to see the ship, and is greeted by the captain of the Skrull ship, Piabok, the power-enhanced Skrull. I know it doesn't exactly roll off the tongue, but the name Super Skrull is already taken. So Piabok, the power-enhanced Skrull, pulls out a gun and he calls Devos a madman and a murderer, and he tells him to make no rash moves. Devos says, "Surely you do not believe that petty weapon can pierce my armor?" And Piabok replies, "I can easily kill you with my bare hands, and don't call me Shirley." Devos says that no one has ever defeated him before, except the Fantastic Four. Piabok lowers his gun, and he's like, "The Fantastic Four? I hate them too! So maybe they should team up and destroy the FF." Devos asks why he should consider that offer, and Piabok says that he has something that can disrupt the unity of the Fantastic Four, and he takes Devos to a glass tube inside his ship, where a Skrull woman is being held in suspended animation. Piabok says that's the wife of the Human Torch, Lyja the Skrull. Bump, bump, bah. And that's the end of the issue. Coming next time, will Sue realize that she's married to an imposter before or after they make sweet, sweet love? I'm sure the doppelganger is hoping that it's after. Why has Sharon Ventura come back into Ben's life? Or is it even the real Sharon Ventura? Or is she the evil Sharon Ventura? Ooh, that would be something. And when the evil thing doppelganger shows up, what does he look like? Big crazy eyebrows? Really? Will Franklin still be in bed asleep? Yeah. And then, Wolverine shows up. Why? To boost sales, I guess. So anyway, that's all I got for today. So long, kids. This podcast is over.
Do you believe we're all innately good? Do you think that you would love me till tomorrow if you could? Would you please turn down the radio so we can speak? I put my hands around your neck.
Do you wrap your arms around me?
I put my hands around your neck.
You wrap your arms around me.
I put my hands around your neck.
You wrap your arms around me.
I put my hands around your neck.
You wrap your arms around me.
I regret every time I raise my voice that it wouldn't be that bright of me to say I had no choice.